You're tuned to WFMU. The show's called Downtown Soulville. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. I've got another special edition of the show tonight. Going to pay tribute to one of my all-time favorites. Kind of an unsung singer. Not a household name. I have a bunch of his records. I'm missing a few. Gonna play a lot of them. I'm not going to reveal his name just yet. Before we get to that, though, let's do a little girl group hangover. Last week, I focused on girl group soul. I've got a few more to play right now, starting with this one by the Jewels.
Yeah.
Downtown Soulville Show, Mr. Fine Wine here. So it's our October Hellraiser month, a month of fundraising, a month of special shows. I put a little extra effort into these October shows. I do a little more kind of programming than usual. And as promised, tonight I'm about to focus on one of my favorite recording artists. Never done this before, never put all his records together. So we just had a little appetizer, some leftovers from last week's girl group-focused show. Dorothy and the Hesitations did Trying to Work a Plan, Marvelettes, I'll Keep Holding On. Both those songs have something in common, which is that the titles seem to be wrong. They don't really reflect the choruses of the songs. It's not Trying to Work a Plan. They sing Trying to Work Out a Plan. And Marvelettes don't sing I'll Keep Holding On. They sing I'll Keep On Holding On. I don't know if those are mistakes on the label or what. Jules did Smokey Joe, and now let's move on to our main course. Jimmy Preacher Ellis. I love this guy. So he was born in Arkansas in 1934, died just a few years ago, September 2022. I'll talk a lot more about him. I'm going to play his debut single, though, from 1964, and then some assorted other things over the years, not in chronological order. Here is Jimmy Preacher Ellis on the Crossroad label with a version of Since I Fell For You. This is before he really came into his own vocally. We'll talk more about that.
Out! somebody. I want to settle down. Who's there to care? Who's there to share? Who's there to hold my hand? I need somebody, anybody, just to understand. It's so lonesome for me. Yes, I'm so all alone. I need somebody, someone to call my own. The city is so lonesome for me, and I find the same things in each town. If I get lucky, lucky in love with somebody, I'm going to settle down. I'm going to settle down. Nobody knows, nobody cares, nobody wants my love. I'm all alone, so all alone, I ain't got no love. I'm tired of traveling, oh, from town to town. I tell you, I need somebody. I want to settle down. Oh, nobody knows. I tell you, nobody cares. Oh, nobody knows. I tell you, man, nobody cares.
Music of Jimmy Preacher Ellis on tonight's Downtown Soulville show, special show, part of our October Hellraiser. We're trying to raise funds. Go to the website and donate, please. WFMU.org. You'll see how to do it there. We run out of money at this time of year, every year. And as an added blow, this year, we lost $200,000. We had an annual federally funded community service grant that has been canceled. That accounted for 8% of our annual budget. So we need you now more than ever. Please go online and do your thing. And I want to thank everybody who's done so thus far. Whole month of October, Hellraiser fundraiser. So we heard Fool for a Friend, Nobody Knows, Put Your Hoe to My Row, and Jimmy Preacher Ellis' very first solo 45, Since I Fell for You. That's from 1964. So he grew up, although he was born in Arkansas, he grew up in Seattle. He joined a gospel group as a teenager called the Traveling Four. When he was around 20, they broke up and he enlisted in the Army. Learned to play guitar during those years. When he got out of the Army, he moved back home, formed a group with some of his fellow former Traveling Four buddies, moved to Los Angeles, released that first solo single in 1964, spent the rest of the 60s and into the 70s recording for a number of small LA labels in kind of a hard soul blues style. Also delved into kind of a psychedelic blues funk. We'll hear a little of that later. Let's hear some more Jimmy Preacher Ellis. This one's called Go Head On.
Go head on. Little mama, go head on. Go head on, I say. Yes, you just go head on. You're gonna need me. You're gonna miss me now. But go head on. You're gonna miss my good kind treatment. Lord, girl, the way I'm loving you. You're gonna find there's no one else now, child, to do the things I do for you. Go on, go on, baby, now, go head on. Oh, that's all right, little mama. You wanna put me on my knees. You want me to beg you, little girl. You wanna hear me say, please. Go on, yeah, yeah, go on, go ahead on.
Be told when to come or go. I'd just rather be myself. Saturday, no lie. I always love you, baby. Till the day I die, that's the way I am. We'll be right back.
Downtown Soulville Radio Show special edition featuring the music of one of my favorites, Jimmy Preacher Ellis. His name appears in many different ways on all these small label 45s that he put out. In that last set, we heard Work With What You Got on the Ride label. That's the Way I Am on Hipdelic. I Just Want to Be Myself on Space. Those are all small LA labels. And Go Head on a bigger label, Jewel Records. This one in the background, an instrumental credited to him and his band, The Odd Fellows. Come On, Dance to the Drum Beat. So I made an interesting discovery. I had kind of an epiphany while putting this show together. I will talk about that after the next set. The next set's going to feature some of my just favorite records of his. Oh my gosh, are you in for a treat? So as soon as this instrumental ends, we're going to go into we'll hear one of those. I mentioned earlier that he does a kind of psychedelic blues funk thing on some of his records. This next record reminds me kind of Cream. See if you agree. The band Cream I'm talking about, not the dairy product.
Yeah. believe without a doubt that you really, really, really love me. Don't lie, don't go. Wipe away your tears.
Woman left me. People, and that wasn't good enough. She went around telling all of her friends, saying, honey, watch him. Just watch him go to the door. But people, I must admit, I sunk pretty low. But I woke up. Morning, and I said to myself, I said, self, I'm gonna get up and wash my face. People, I'm even gonna shave and bathe, brush my teeth and comb my hair, put on my silk shirt and my silk underwear.
let me make it up to you, little girl.
Let me do things for you. Let me show you that my heart always been true. Don't do nothing, just stand right there. I'll do it by myself. You said I run around too much. Well, girl, here, take me in your arms. And let me get close to you and discover all your charm. Don't do nothing, just you be still. I wanna do it by myself. When all the time my whole heart and soul was only meant for you. Now I'm gonna feed you, not gonna tease you, girl. I'm gonna do it by myself. I'm gonna do it by myself. Gonna do it by myself. Oh, gonna do it by myself.
Jimmy Preacher Ellis on the Downtown Soulville Show. Boy, I love that guy. So that's probably my favorite record of his. I'm Gonna Do It By Myself. Before that one, his only kind of major label record on Cotillion, got the full production there with the female backing singers. Ain't Gonna Cry No More, the name of that one. So that was, I don't know how this came about, but I assume he was brought to this bigger label by two of his L.A. friends and collaborators I wrote them down somewhere. Oh, Dub Jones from the Coasters and Lloyd McGraw, who wrote and produced that track, Ain't Gonna Cry No More. They also owned a small L.A. label called MJ for McGraw Jones that the previous record I played was released on, called Hard Times. Before that, Cry No More and I Gotta See My Baby. So Jimmy Preacher Ellis played in Brooklyn at Littlefield as part of the Dig Deeper series in 2014, and to my eternal regret, I missed it. I think I was out of town. Oh my gosh, only time he played here in Brooklyn, as far as I know. After these records that I've played tonight, which were all recorded pretty much from 64 to 71 or so, he did some blues, he did a couple blues LPs in the 90s and early 2000s. There is a compilation album called The Story of Jimmy Preacher Ellis. It came out in 2013 on Tramp Records, German label. The thing about that record, well, I don't have it. Okay, there's more information about him in the liner notes, which I haven't been able to find. You can see snippets online, but not the whole thing. But what I'm going to say here is I have another record queued up. It's by Jimmy Ellis. It appears on this Tramp compilation. It also appears on every online discography of Jimmy Preacher Ellis. Discogs.com, 45cat.com. It's in his Wikipedia entry. All of those credit this record I'm about to play to Jimmy Preacher Ellis. And as I was putting this show together, this is a record I've played before. I've loved it. I've always assumed it was Jimmy Preacher Ellis without listening too closely. And for all those reasons I just cited, it's on his damn retrospective compilation album. I thought it was him until I listened to it a few days ago. It is definitely not him singing. It's a great record. See what you think. Here's Jimmy Ellis on a Chicago label with none of his LA guys, no credits that appear on any of his other records. Label called Salem Records. This is called Putting It On Your Mind. It's by some other Jimmy Ellis. I am 100% sure.
Ooh, you may not realize that I know exactly what you've I'm so tired of being your clown. You may not accept it, baby.
No!
Oh, baby. Yeah. Put it on your mind.
Gonna put
yes,
it
I
on
am.
Your mind.
Put it on your mind.
Gonna put it on your mind.
You thought you had me wrapped around your little finger, and you could do with me as you please. But I've got
That's just a different voice. That's a different Jimmy Ellis. I'm sure of it. Great voice, great record. But, you know, he wasn't in Chicago recording smack dab in the middle of his L.A. recording career. I really, really don't think that's him. Well, I could play the other side, which is a ballad, and you'd really hear the difference. Next week, Gaylord is going to do a special Hellraiser show in this time slot. He's going to focus on how vocal harmony groups of the 50s and early 60s adapted to the emerging soul era of the mid-60s. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to hear it myself. The week after that, Halloween, I'll be back with, by popular demand, a Downtown Ghoulville show. You won't want to miss that. Thank you for listening. Let's hear one more Jimmy Preacher, the real guy, Ellis record. This is called Don't Tax Me In.
Politicians are your friend. Oh, election time is coming. Politicians are your friend. I got news for all you smoothies. Please don't try to tax me. I'm having so much trouble trying to beat myself up off the ground. Myself up off the ground. Don't need no extra weight to carry, but I'm already down. There's me out while in need of bread. Baby, in jiving, trying to pat me on my head. So many promises, it's a doggone sin. Inflation is here. Try to touch me in.
People in power,
Jimmy Cruttrellis, Don't Tax Me In. That's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville radio program. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to those of you who have donated during our Hellraiser month. We need it, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Nate the K. Gaylord fills in for me next Friday. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.